More on the quest to bring underserved communities into the digital age today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. You met Tom Faree yesterday, the CEO of Connected Nation, a nonprofit based in Bowling Green, Kentucky, that works to expand broadband access in the U.S. It's Connected Nation's 25th anniversary, and I talked with Faree about the earlier work done.
In 2013, well before the pandemic set in, we understood the value of telework, particularly for rural communities, and also alongside rural communities, the military community, that transient nature of the community of the military, where it's military spouses or whatnot, you know, jobs and meaningful employment are options that they didn't have.
Fast forward to 2026. Faree says Connected Nation recently created a joint venture to help fast track their efforts.
To establish 125 internet exchange points across the country that will enable rural communities and suburban communities now to interact and transact at the same level that the urban folks do. So leveling the playing field, eliminating the digital divide. It's going to take new measures, and that's where we're focused.
Faree says Connected Nation plays no favorites in terms of the various broadband technologies, adding that they all play a part to reach the end goal of having the same level of service in Manhattan, Kansas, as in Manhattan, New York. And he'll be back tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.